Today I will tell you three takeaways from this experience that I feel are most into my head या फिर सबसे ज़रूरी हैं और मैंने उन्हें बता दिया and I know I will forget if I just not record it anywhere. So here it is. So this is a podcast और मैं directly start कर रही हूँ because I just want to talk to you and it just feels so weird. You know, just starting, I'm ill, so my voice is a little weird abhi, I guess. Not weird, more like closing up. Yeah, jo bhi bolo, my throat isn't fine, so of course it will sound this way. Stop with the explanation, on with the main content. So I just had been not feeling very well, or I just want to, not only do I want to, I just need to leave you certain letters in either podcast form or written form, but ek aise way mein jo khoye na, na jo gume na basically. Kyunki fir koi fayda nahi hoga if it gets lost, to fir hai na. So I need to leave you certain letters in certain formats to get you through the hard times. Ab now by God's grace, and I'm very, very, very grateful to God for this. I know he loves me. I know the universe is on my side. But sometimes it still gets hard, you know. I know people are going through a lot more. A lot more. And I don't sympathize with them. They have my complete empathy. Even though I probably wouldn't, you know. I probably haven't been in this situation. But I don't pity them. I absolutely have nothing but love for those people. But I'm also... Okay, I digress a lot, don't I? Yeah. So I'm as much as I'm grateful ki my hard times are usually something from within my brain, it's instead of anything else, yet I would like to address and mention ki just because the definition is different for me does not invalidate my pain in any way, does it? I mean, just because, again, I'm saying I'm very grateful and I do not want to sound like a terrible person, but it is sad if me feeling not okay because of something I think is a problem is, you know, me being considered terrible because others have it worse. I know others have it worse, a lot of them. Health issues, finance issues, lack of support, lack of love, nothing. I will admit to this and then I will proceed because I know if I don't, it will sound like I'm, you know, making it to be all about myself. Or main ye keh rahi hoon ki this, you know, I'm in the worst position ever. No, I'm not. But I feel pain. I feel profound pain. And just because others have it worse does not non-validate my pain. This is all I'm saying, you know. And why are you feeling pain? I don't have to justify it to anyone, do I? I just feel it. There's something in my chest and it hurts. And I have complete rights to talk about it. Complete rights to, you know, be heard, basically, and heal. You know, instead of just acting like it's perfectly okay because I have no problems that can be perceived as problems by other people. I understand if it, you know, if it's by me saying all this, aapko ye to pata chal gaya hoga ki, you know, I'm ashamed of feeling my pain, which is very weird. I'm ashamed of being itna privileged, having love, having support, being by God's grace, you know, having everything I've ever wanted at a snap of my finger. I won't lie. If I say I don't get things I want, or if I say ki mujhe man marna padta hai kisi bhi cheez mein, to that would be a complete lie. And I won't lie, I promise. But I just want people to know ki I'm not being dramatic. It just hurts. And जो भी reason हो, कितना भी छोटे से छोटा reason हो, maybe it's a reason जो कि है भी नहीं, yet I perceive it to be, so it is valid. And I want you to know, I want myself to know कि जो भी reason है, it is valid. If it's hurting, you know, don't be ashamed of the reason, क्योंकि वो बहुत छोटा है. And you see videos on YouTube where people are going through wars and यू नो गाजा या फिर जो भी हो रहा है इसराइल, जो भी हो रहा है, आई एम सो सॉरी फॉर ऑल ऑफ देम. माई माइंड इज नॉट इवन अ स्पेक, नॉट इवन अ टाइनी टाइनी ड्रॉप इन द ओशन ऑफ पेन, नॉट इवन दैट. एंड आई एम रियली ग्रेटफुल फॉर इट, आई प्रोमिस. बट येट इट हर्ट्स एंड आई हैव टू एक्नॉलेज दैट हर्ट, राइट? एंड आई हैव टू एक्नॉलेज द हर्ट बिकॉज आई हैव टू हील द हर्ट ऑल बाय माई सेल्फ. ओके फाइन, दैट इज द लाई टू. I have as much support as I want. The people I love are near me. I have friends. I've 12th grade was very lonely, I guess. But now I feel like, I don't feel lonely per se. I just feel alone. And that is not necessarily a bad thing. That is actually better than what I felt last year. But yet it pains. It hurts. Something inside me hurts and I cannot place a finger at the reason or anything. And I just want to talk about it. And I don't want to whine constantly to the same people. Because of course, ek baat to sach hai ki, you know, when you're happy and you're everything fine, to people will surround you. They'll talk to you. They'll feel good around you. And they'll want to be near you. But when you need people, when you're not okay and you need people, there are very few people you will have. Us point of time pe. You know, the very people who were constantly there and wanted to talk to you daily, even when you were busy, will not be seen anywhere or found anywhere when you need them. This is very true, and I do not blame those people. Like, I can only blame those people if I give them the power to hurt me, or if I give them the power of me expecting anything from them, which is my fault, all in all, in a circle. So I think the thing is ki do not let yourself fall aise janboojh ke. I don't know what janboojh ke is, dude. I didn't, matlab, okay, you understand me, don't you? So these are basically letters for you in the future. I hope you do not need them. I hope you do your work. Agar ek cheez agar is pure experience ne sikhai hai, it is a very good work ethic which you had. इट इज़ अगर एक चीज़ ये पूरे एक्सपीरियंस ने मुझे सिखाई है, इट्स लाइक कि इफ़ यू फॉरगेट टू लव योर सेल्फ बिकॉज एनी थिंग, एग्जाम्स और यू नॉट फीलिंग ओके या जो भी, इफ़ यू फॉरगेट टू चूज योर सेल्फ, इन द एंड यू हैव नो वन बिकॉज एवरी वन एल्स विल लीव और यू डिड नॉट चूज योर सेल्फ. तो तुम कैसे रुकोगी, राइट? इफ़ यू नीड, अगर तुम्हें ये चाहिए कि कोई रुके, पहली बात दैट कोई विल ऑलवेज जस्ट बी यू. क्योंकि आफ्टर अ पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम विद अ कॉन्स्टेंट क्राइंग एंड वाइनिंग, एवरी वन इज़ यू नो bummed out by the negativity. Of course they will be, you know, even though they bathed in your positivity at one point in time and they were perfectly fine being energy vampires for you tab, right? But if you let one group or a couple of people decide what you will and will not be, that's the major issue. If you let anyone dictate or decide ki you were not that good, or you're not good enough for something, or you're not pretty enough, not smart enough, not kind enough, not nice enough, not positive enough, that then there's a deeper problem than those people saying that shit. If you, okay, I did not want to use the exact words, but if you let someone tell you ki tum kuch bada nahi kar sakti ya, kuch achha nahi ban sakti, to there's something deeper, a deeper problem in this whole situation than them uttering those words. Now, the deeper problem seems to be you believing those words. Because what the hell? Why would you ever believe anyone who tells you that? Wo kaun hai? Aur dusri baat, wo koi bhi ho, koi fark nahi padta. Tumne mani kaise? It's like ki, of course, this is a very shallow example. But agar had you done nothing in life up till this point, I would have just thought ki, haan, maybe you've done nothing and this is why you're maybe. Falling into a bad pattern still. Agar kuch nahi kiya hota, still no one has the right to tell you that. But kuch nahi kiya hota, toh maybe you're falling into this bad pattern of believing other people because you have lack of proof for the opposite viewpoint. But now you're someone who has done everything she could. Abhi kuch opportunities, of course, there were missed opportunities and terrible phases and everything, but I will forgive you. Missed opportunities, and that too bahut badi badi wali, right? So okay, that's fine, I guess. You will get more, don't you worry. But you've done everything you could up until that point, and yet you choose to ignore all of that, all of the 12-year hustle, all of the 12-year wali mehnat, and choose to focus on 1 year. And that too, let me remind you ki you rote rote sahi crossed in the 90 barrier in 12th and the 500 barrier I say usse to zyada hi aaye in NEET, which is like 10% of all people giving the exam. Or 90 wale mein probably zyada, probably kam, I don't know, it's good enough. So basically mere kehne ka matlab hai, don't you dare believe anyone else who tells you ki you're not good enough for anything. Tum jo bhi ho, I don't think anyone else is listening to this, but if you are shit, I'm sorry for that. I don't think anyone else is listening to this, but if you are, and then I would just like to say ki if someone tells you cannot be something, or if someone tells you you're not good enough to do something, then there is certainly a bigger problem to face than them saying this thing, right? There's something internal in you that chose to believe them. And you need to break that internal thing down and finish it off. Because aise nahi chalta hai kaam. Like, who were they to tell you this? Who is anyone to tell you if you're not smart enough or nice enough or positive enough or pretty enough? Koi nahi bata sakta hai. Kyun? Maine poocha kisi se nahi poocha na. To agar koi aapko apna unsolicited opinion de raha hai, bina poochhe hue, then imagine how free or how, you know, insecure with themselves that person has to be. See, I have worked very hard. Mujhe nahi pata. Very hard in what? I will tell you. I have worked very hard to be the kind of person I am today. Today, matlab, overall, let's please include the 12th, 11th grade thing, because I do not know what I was doing. I had no clue, right? So I will choose to forgive myself. But uske alawa, I have chosen and I've worked very hard to be the kind of person I was. I truly believe ki if you do not like the person you are becoming, isme koi, you know, ye patthar ki lakeer wali cheez hai hi nahi. If you do not like the person you are becoming, to us direction mein sabse pehle jana band karo. Band kiya? Okay. Stop, switch, swerve. Ab mudna bhi nahi, ekdam swerve lena, ekdam tezi se mudo. And no one can tell you otherwise. No one can tell you to not do this. You can be whatever kind of person you want to be. I'm not scripting all of this. This is for you, for whenever you need me. I have to be there, right? Ab sab thak jayenge, main nahi thak sakti. And maybe when I'm sad, the present me would be tired, but the past me and the future me. The present you might be tired, but the past you and the future you is rooting for you to win. Jab bhi mera dimag sahi jagah hoga, I will record one of these podcasts, one of these letters for you, and I hope it helps you. To aaj humne kya sikha? Humne sikha strong work ethic. Humne sikha ki you can be whatever kind of person you want to be in an instant. Of course, it will take time, but the start shouldn't take time. Socho mat. Stop, switch, swerve. Easy, right? So strong work ethic, you can be whoever you want to be. You just have to decide and be sure. If you think someone telling you you cannot be something could be true or whatever, you have deeper, more problematic problems than the person saying that shit. Okay? You have more problems to fix than their words. Kuch internal hai aur kuch garbar hai that you're listening to them, that you're believing them, that you're choosing to believe in them. This dichotomy of control. What does this mean? This means, this is a very famous stoic, or forget stoic, this isn't very much ye karm karo phal ki chinta mat karo kya hai. This is dichotomy of control. Easy. In just one shlok, dichotomy of control. Yahi to hai. Karm karo matlab ki there's a few things that are in your control. Main batati hu wo kya hai. Wo hai how you think, what you think, how positive you are, whether or not you choose to be the person you are. This is completely in your control. Kisi bhi time pe, right? Kisi bhi time pe, how you think, what you think, conscious wala, of course, wo subconscious track chalegi to chalne do. But ek bahut strong power hoti hai, you have to harness it. Aur tum kya ho, ye pura 100% tumhare control mein nahi hai, to majority to 100%, I mean, majorly to काफ़ी आपके कंट्रोल में. यू गेट वॉट आई एम सेइंग. आई एम वेरी हाइप्ड अप एंड आई एम नॉट वेरी वेल. आई एम स्पेंड टू डेज क्राइंग एंड नाउ आई वॉन्ट यू टू टेक सम बेनिफिट आउट ऑफ मी नॉट बींग ओके. राइट, कुछ तो पॉजिटिव निकलना चाहिए ना आउट ऑफ एवरी एक्सपीरियंस, एवरी लर्निंग एक्सपीरियंस. इफ यू फॉरगेट द लेसन, यू विल डू दिस ऑल ओवर अगैन एंड यू विल फॉरगेट द लेसन एंड यू विल हर्ट ऑल ओवर अगैन एंड यू विल फॉरगेट द लेसन एंड दिस इज नॉट हाउ इट्स डन. सो आई विल टेल यू हाउ इट्स डन. हमने क्या सीखा? हमने तीन चीजें सीखी. स्ट्रांग वर्क एथिक. डूब गए तो हर हर गंगे. अब कुछ कर रहे हो तो कर लो ना यार. मतलब आधा अधूरा कर रहे हो, 500 नंबर ला रहे हो, 550, 600 ला रहे हो, तो थोड़ा डूब गए तो हर हर गंगे, थोड़ा अच्छे से कर लो. दिस इज यू नो वेरी इजी टू से बट आर फर्दर पॉइंट्स विल बैक दिस अप. दिस इज आर स्ट्रांग वर्क एथिक. सेकेंड, यू डू नॉट हैव टू बी एनीथिंग यू डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू बी. सब तुम्हारे कंट्रोल में है, तुम्हारे अंदर का एटलीस्ट. राइट, अब तुम बीमार पड़ते हो या नहीं पड़ते हो, तुम्हें दर्द हो रहा है एक्सटर्नली या इंटरनली किसी भी वे से या नहीं हो रहा है, ये तुम्हारे कंट्रोल में नहीं है. पर तुम्हें दर्द हो रहा है और तुम हील करना चाह रहे हो या नहीं चाह रहे हो, ये 100% तुम्हारे कंट्रोल में है. तुम्हें दर्द हो रहा है और तुम रजाई में मुंह घुसा के सो रहे हो या फिर तुम उठ के कुछ अच्छा कर रहे हो, ये तुम्हारे कंट्रोल में है. तुम्हें दर्द हो रहा है, तुम चिड़चिड़ कर रहे हो, क्लास में किसी पे चिल्लाना या फिर उनको प्यार से बोलना, ये तुम्हारे कंट्रोल में है ना. बिल्कुल है, बिल्कुल है. ट्राई करके देखो. अगर ये भी तुम्हारे कंट्रोल में नहीं है तो फिर तो मान लो कुछ नहीं है कंट्रोल में. एंड दैट इज़ अ वेरी स्केरी पोजिशन टू बी इन. आई एम नॉट सेइंग कि एवरीथिंग, एंड मैं बहुत बोलती हूँ एंड आई लव इट. देयर इज़ नथिंग रॉन्ग विद इट. राइट, आई डोंट केयर, डोंट लिसन टू इट. इफ एनी वन एल्स इज लिसनिंग टू इट स्टिल, प्लीज लीव इफ यू थिंक आई एम अनॉइंग और इफ यू थिंक यू डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू लिसन टू दिस. नो वन आस्क यू टू. ओके, आई एम सॉरी, दिस माइट बी रूड बट और नेवर माइंड. तो हाँ, दिस इज फॉर मी बेसिकली एंड आई एम पोस्टिंग इट. आई माइट जस्ट पोस्ट इट बिकॉज फिर ऐसे खो जाता है एंड माई आई पैड हैज नो स्टोरेज. मैंने 256 GB खत्म कर दिए समहाउ 3 साल में एंड आई एम नॉट विलिंग टू बाई मोर. ना, स्टोरेज नहीं खरीदूंगी मैं. तो दिस इज समथिंग आई विल पोस्ट सो दैट आई हैव इट व्हेन आई नीड इट, बिकॉज वरना कोई फायदा ही नहीं है आई एम गोइंग थ्रू सो मच. राइट, तो आई विल टॉक बिकॉज आई हैव नो फ्रेंड्स. ओके, आई हैव फ्रेंड्स बट दे नॉट लाइक, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू वाइन टू समवन कॉन्स्टेंटली एक्सेप्ट टू माई सेल्फ. और मुझे किसी और को मोटिवेट भी नहीं करना है, तो नो वन नीड्स इट एक्सेप्ट मी. अभी मेरे साइड से एटलीस्ट. शिट, अगेन आई एम सॉरी, आई एम वेरी इल. हल्का फीवरिश, बहुत ज़्यादा ठंड. इट्स ओके, डजेंट मैटर. तो समझ गए हम. वी टॉक्ड अबाउट द वर्क एथिक, वी टॉक्ड अबाउट वी डू नॉट हैव टू बी एनीथिंग, वी डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू बी. लेट अस टॉक अबाउट वॉट. हाँ, द थर्ड थिंग, अगर कोई तुम्हें कुछ बोल रहा है कि तुम कुछ अच्छा नहीं कर सकते, कुछ नेगेटिव बोल रहा है, तुम बिलीव कर रहे हो, तो उनके शब्दों से ज़्यादा कोई बड़ी प्रॉब्लम, दिस समथिंग वेरी वेरी डीपली रॉन्ग विद यू कि तुम मान रहे हो. जस्ट फिक्स दैट. लोगों को बोलने दो, नो मैटर हाउ क्लोज. अगर इतने ही क्लोज लोग हैं तो कुछ खराब नहीं बोलेंगे. अगर कुछ खराब बोला है तो वो उतने भी क्लोज नहीं है जिनको, जितना आपको लग रहा है. नो वन हु लव्स यू विल से एनीथिंग नेगेटिव अबाउट एनीथिंग यू वॉन्ट टू बिकम और एनीथिंग नेगेटिव अबाउट योर आउटकम्स और योर लाइफ. कोई नहीं बोलेगा. यू नो, फॉर द पीपल आई डू नॉट लाइक, मैं तो भी नेगेटिव नहीं बोलती. आई जस्ट हैव इनडिफरेंस, आई हैव नो हेट. Most of the times, I might have dislike, but dislike forgets, you know, hate remembers. And I carry no hate with myself. I'm not claiming sainthood. I'm not a saint that I want everything good. Why would I want everything good? Those who I love, of course, just want everything good. But I do not go around hating others or talking ill about people behind their back. I mean, I'm not so vain, right? Of course. And those who are... I feel very sorry for them. Honestly, I do. But I'm not saying I'm a saint. I just have indifference for the people I do not like. I do not wish them well, but I do not wish them ill either. Mostly because I do not have the energy to do that. ऐसे कोई महान चीज़ नहीं है इसमें. I just don't think about them. Like, mostly. Of course, if someone has hurt me, do I wish them ill? No. I just, you know, wish them karma, I guess. I just... hope they hurt as much as I hurt at any point of time, which is not wishing ill. It is more like ki mujhe I don't want to justify it. This is very true. I'm being very, very true. Main jhoot to nahi bol rahi, kam se kam. I'm not saying I wish everyone well. क्योंकि मुझे बोलना नहीं है, मैं बहुत बोलती हूँ आई गेस. ओके, सी दिस इज अनदर नेगेटिव अंडरटोन पीपल हैव मेड मी टू बिलीव. आई गेस मोस्ट पीपल डोंट मीन इट इन अ नेगेटिव वे, सम डू एंड आई डो नॉट हैव टू टॉक टू दोज पीपल. बट दैट डिटैचमेंट इज अ वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग टूल, सो इज अटैचमेंट. अब ये कैसे, ये मैं आपको बताऊंगी नेक्स्ट एपिसोड में. टुडे वी लर्नड क्या, स्ट्रॉन्ग एथिक. You do not have to be anything you do not want to be. Or if you believe negative words of others and get hurt, you have deeper problems than the negative words itself. I will see you later in the next episode where I blabber for 30 minutes or 20 minutes. And I hope this helps you whenever you need it. Okay? I'm doing it only for you. And I hope ki kuch benefit ho iska. I really hope and I pray for you to just, you know, heal and be okay again whenever you feel ready for it. Or when, okay, I don't know what I'm saying anymore, I'm so tired. But in the end, I would like to tell you ki even at times where you feel like koi aur nahi hai, main abhi bhi yahi hoon, and I will carry you past everything. I will be there no matter what, no matter who leaves, who stays. ये दुनिया चलती रहती है, इतने सारे दोस्त आए, इतने क्लोज थे कुछ, मुझे उनमें से कुछ कुछ का तो नाम भी याद नहीं है. दिल्ली वाले दोस्तों का मुझे नाम भी बेरली याद है, राइट? तो इन द एंड देयर इज समथिंग इनसाइड यू, योर सोल, योर माइंड, योर हार्ट, जो भी है, एंड यू हैव टू नरिश दैट. अब लविंग अदर पीपल, केयरिंग अबाउट देम इज एक्चुअली अ सेल्फिश वे टू नरिश योर सेल्फ. ऐसा मुझे लगता है फॉर सम रीजन कि you know, I like, या फिर I love my parents and Aru because they're mine and because it nourishes me and fills me with love. या I, you know, treat बाहर के लोग या फिर people that are not hurting me अच्छे से, at least I try to, because that nourishes me and I feel better about myself. Anyway, मैं जो भी, मैं फिर से distract हो गई. I just want to say कि no matter what you're going through, I will pull you out of it. I will help you claw your way back to happiness, to wisdom, to victory again. I will see you next time. Bye.